Saturday, March the 14th. It is official. They are getting a divorce. Neither of them wants to leave the house, so the spare room is being turned into a bedsitter for my father. This could have a very bad effect on me. It could prevent me from being a vet. My mother gave me £5 this morning and told me not to tell my father. I bought some bio spot cream for my skin and the new Abba LP. I rang Mr. Cherry and said I had personal problems and would be unable to work for a few weeks. Mr. Cherry said that he knew that my parents were divorcing because my father had cancelled my mother's Cosmopolitan. My father gave me £5 and told me not to tell my mother. I spent some of it on buying some purple paper and envelopes so that the BBC will be impressed and read my poems. The rest of it will have to go on Barry Kent and his menaces money. I don't think anybody in the world can be as unhappy as me. If I didn't have my poetry, I would be a raving loony by now. Went out for a sad walk and took Pandora's horse 2 pounds of cooking apples. Thought of a poem about Blossom. Wrote it down when I got back to the house where I live. Blossom, by Adrian Mole, aged nearly 14. Little brown horse, eating apples in a field. Perhaps one day my heart will be healed. I stroke the places Pandora has sat, wearing her jodhpurs and riding hat. Goodbye, brown horse. I turn and retreat. The rain and mud are wetting my feet. I have sent it to the BBC. I mark the envelope, urgent. Sunday, March the 15th, second in Lent. The house is very quiet. My father sits in the spare room smoking, and my mother sits in the bedroom smoking. They're not eating much. Mr. Lucas has phoned my mother 3 times. All she says to him is, "Not yet, it's too early." Perhaps he has asked her to go to the pub for a drink and take her mind off her troubles. My father has put the stereo in his bedroom. He is playing his Jim Reeves records and staring out of the window. I took him a cup of tea and he said, "Thanks, son," in a choked-up voice. My mother was looking at old letters in my father's handwriting when I took her tea in. She said, "Adrian, what must you think of us?" I said that Rick Lemon, the youth leader, thinks divorce is society's fault. My mother said, "Bugger society." I washed and ironed my school uniform ready for school tomorrow. I'm getting quite good at housework. My spots are so horrific that I can't bear to write about them. I will be the laughing stock at school. I am reading The Man in the Iron Mask. I know exactly how he feels.